back, just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idle by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, September 26, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Andy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, I am so looking forward to the next 3 days of baseball. Detroit Tigers broke their losing streak. They've been on forever. They beat the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as my Cleveland Indians, 4-2, two home runs in the first inning, got it started off. That was enough right there to be the lead 4-2 victory. Tied now back first place with Cleveland, heading to Fenway Park tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. The last 3 days of baseball for the regular season. Now, if they can take two out of three from Boston, who's also in the playoff hunt as well, they will be in the playoffs. If they get swept, they're out. The wild cards races may prove that the Tigers don't have enough win over special teams during the regular season, and they could be out of the playoffs. Basically been in first place in the Central Division all year until Wednesday night's loss to Cleveland. Last night, Thursday night win put them back to even. Been in first place basically all year, and you lose it on September 24th. Now they're tied, heading to Boston Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 7 o'clock game tonight is on Apple TV only. Saturday and Sunday is going to be on FanDuel or Fox. So basically going to be awesome baseball. So check it out. Let's see, where is that? Where did that go? I had a story pulled up. Oh, there it is. Casey Mize is the one that's going to be pitching tonight. So we're excited. Me and Miss Vicky, we got our popcorn ready. We are ready to see it tonight. Why is that not popping up? Well, I got a story that I'm trying to get to. Here it is. Road funding deal. Matt Hall and the Republicans compromised about half of what they were hoping for in order to get Democrats' minority in the House to vote for it, because 10 Republicans would not support it. Because of the new marijuana tax, they're voting no. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, had to reach across the aisle, talk with the Democrats, got 30 of them to vote for it. The road funding deal coming in, it looks like about $1.5, $1.8 billion additional money. New wholesale tax on marijuana and a reduced amount. Well, this is going to pave the way to possibly getting a budget done before midnight this coming Tuesday, September 30th. We're going to talk about all that. Great show lined up for you today. Candidate running for 1st Congressional District in U.S. Congress. Justin Michael will be on in the next segment. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We're excited, excited. History lesson. Pastor Chatfield in the second hour. More interviews. We're talking to people today. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Buddy, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for the 1st Congressional District Republican primary nomination. Justin Michael is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. A little overcast, cloudy. Leaves are starting to fall, so evidently we're headed that way, man. Hey, I wanted to ask you, didn't get a chance to run into you there on Mackinac Island. I was running all over the place. Did you make it to the island for the leadership conference?
Yes, Randy, I did.
Great. Where were you at? What type of activities did you do? And who were the folks you talked with?
Well, we stayed at the Grand Hotel. If you haven't had an opportunity to stay there, I'd strongly suggest people do it at least once in their life. It's a pretty amazing experience to be there. A lot of history. Definitely something that you should partake in. I spent a lot of my time on the island observing, looking around with some other candidates, some incumbents, just kind of getting a feel for what the new messaging is going to be for the Republican Party moving forward, what the leadership in our party, not only in the state of Michigan, but nationally, wants us to start focusing on. And so there are a lot of great guest speakers that came in, a lot of things that make you think, and you hope that it's the right direction, not only for our party, but also for the country. And in addition to that, just kind of walked around the island, looked around, went into some of the events that they were having for some of the candidates. Just kind of get an opportunity, really, to just kind of open your eyes. It was my first time being there for the conference. So just really networking, meeting, seeing how things are working, and seeing what's going on. So
overall, though, what was the reception of the folks when you introduced yourself? Like you said, you know, first time attending the conference, mentioned that you're running for Congress. How do you feel you were perceived?
Well, perceived and received. I think so. The perception obviously is at first, oh wow, you're running against the incumbent, and that typically shocks people. But the reception is always good. We've had a really good conversion rate. And what I mean by that is when people get an opportunity to ask me questions and hear about, you know, what my platform is about and why I'm running for Congress, it really gives people a different perspective of what the office should be. I care a lot about people, and that really comes across in my messaging. So when I meet people, we convert them, and we're running right now between 94 and 95% for a conversion rate.
So, oh, wow, that's pretty good.
Right. Yeah, so as long as we're in front of people, and that's our mission every day, is to get in front of as many people as we possibly can, we're really doing a good job at converting people and getting the message out there. And I think that's something that's really positive moving forward. And we saw the same thing. I mean, we didn't have a lot of representation from our district at the island. We had, you know, pockets of people, but a lot of people choose not to go to that leadership conference for their own personal reasons, you know, cost being one of them. But for me, it was more just kind of getting my name out there on more of a state stage and also on a national stage for the people who are there representing from other places.
Now, just a point of clarification, Justin, and again, we're speaking with Justin Michael. He's an announced candidate for Congress. When you say conversion rate being very high, 94, 95% of the people you talk to, when you say conversion, you're talking about them saying, I'm going to vote for you in the August primary next year instead of the incumbent congressman. Is that your point?
Yes, that's exactly my point. Yeah, our message resonates with them more than the current representation. And that's what they're converting. They're saying, yes, we're going to support you. We're going to vote for you. We like what you have to say. Keep doing what you're doing. It's been pretty much positive. You know, the whole time we've been out there, we've had some receptions. I mean, you'll get your occasional people that are strong supporters of the incumbent, but for the most part, people are ready for change. And that's the message that we're bringing. You know, it is time for change, and people are really receptive to that.
Now, when you're speaking with people, obviously, you're a lot younger than the current incumbent congressman. Does age or his age, is that part of the conversation? Do they bring it up? Do you bring it up? How are you guys dealing with that issue?
I think it's a level playing field on both sides for that. They bring it up in the sense that they feel that it's very stagnant. The leadership's very stagnant or it's not present. And they all look at his age as a factor. You know, they say, You know, it's time for him to go. And at the same time, we're saying it's time for fresh perspectives, new ideas, leadership that's willing to listen. And they feel that energy. And that's one of the things. They constantly, one of the terms that I hear the most, you're a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And what they're basically saying is, you know, you have a lot of energy. We feel your passion about it. We really grasp, and we need that kind of energy, not only in our district, but in the Republican Party. And that's something that is a national push. We want to get younger representation because our party needs the youth to transition over to it and start building it. Right now, we have an attrition problem in the Republican Party. We're very old in numbers. You go to the dinners, you go to the events, and the rooms are filled with people who are of that boomer generation. And they've carried the torch, and they've done their part, and we're proud of them for that. But we've got to get younger leadership representing us at all levels, not only just the state, but at the federal level especially, because we need to bring in that youth into our party.
Sure.
If we don't, we're going to have a serious problem in voting in the next 10 years,
just
based on attrition alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things people have been hearing your two commercials airing on the radio station, especially during the music and also during my show. And I've gotten a couple of text messages, and people ask me that you mentioned in the one commercial about you being involved in conflict resolution and representing veterans and people in the Upper Peninsula as well as below the bridge. Explain to people what you mean when you say that in the commercial. What is it that you're actively engaged in that people need to know about you for that commercial and what you're trying to convey?
Yeah, so conflict resolution as a whole, right? We specialize in mediation, negotiation, and facilitation. And I'm a global conflict resolution specialist. So my professional career has been spent overseas dealing with some advanced problems and solution building for nations that are developing that have issues like human rights violations or need constitutional ratification or need some form of humanitarian aid delivered. My team and myself are the people who go in there and negotiate those positions by bringing in stakeholders and making that possible. And at times that can be a very hostile environment, and other times it's a very welcoming one. So as conflict resolution specialists, we're used to going into tumultuous situations and trying to come up with some type of resolution that fits both sides of the spectrum. For veterans in particular, I have championed changes in policy, fiscal policy, to help student veterans. I found a glitch while I was in school that wasn't paying veterans the proper amounts of military housing allowance for them while they were student veterans. And it was a significant amount in certain areas. 28 of the areas that I identified was over $1,000 a month in pay that veterans were losing out on because of a glitch in the fiscal year cycle and how the federal government paid or calculated the BAH rates or MHA rates in certain areas. So, you know, those are things that I look for, you know, that don't just necessarily target the first congressional district, but target veterans as a whole.
Sure.
You know, and I've raised millions of dollars for veterans that were homeless. So those are things that I've done to advocate for veterans. But as I'm spending more time in the first congressional district and speaking to veterans every day, I was just at a great event in Sheboygan, actually, for veterans 2 days ago, you start to hear some of their concerns. And they bring up some great questions. And those are questions that need to be addressed and need to be answered and need to be worked on. So that's what I do, you know, when I'm out asking people to give me feedback on how their experience is as a veteran or, you know, as a constituent of the district. I'm trying to formulate ways that we can fix those problems at a congressional level. And that's what I'm posed to do.
And with this experience, this background, which you just described, Justin, sounds like you'd be a perfect congressman to be able to go into Washington and, like you say, be a mediator, a facilitator, you know, bring people together over certain issues, especially when it pertains to veterans and veterans benefits and young people, education, vocational training, health care, mental health. I mean, you've basically have done this as part of your world
life.
Experiences.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, I want to say, Randy, you know, a lot of times when you say you're willing to sit down in a neutral setting and just work out things, people often say, well, we can't talk to the other side. And we're so divided as a country right now. If we don't figure out ways to work with each other, what's the end resolve going to be? It's going to be more tumultuous. It's going to be more hate-driven. And we can't have that.
We're not going to get anything accomplished.
We're in a situation in this world where we need to start working together, because Democrats are not the enemy. They're our neighbors. Some of them can be our friends. They're in our communities. You know, and the flip side goes for Democrats. Republicans aren't the enemy either. You know, we're community members. We're business owners. So we've got to find ways in our communities to start working together. And that has to come not only from the community level, but it has to come from top leadership as well. And that's what I want to show people is, listen, we can work together to get things resolved. We just have to find some common ground, and we got to focus on America first.
Needing to win the Republican nomination over the incumbent, you're not saying that you're willing to compromise on your values, your principles, your conservatism. You're saying you're just a better negotiator as to bringing the other side to the table to see it your way is basically what you're saying.
That is absolutely correct. I'm not going to compromise my conservative values because someone wants to have a conversation with me. I'll bring those conservative values to the table, but I'm willing to talk to people about getting things done. We're solutions-based in how we want to lead. We're not in a situation where people can just bring their grievances to us and that's it. We actually want to get things done in Washington, D.C., and we want to make sure that we're doing that based on our conservative values and based on our conservative mission. And that's to make this country as great as it possibly can be and to make our district as great as it possibly can be.
Yeah, got it. Well, one of the things that everybody says is, well, when I hear a politician running for first time saying that he's, you know, willing to reach across the aisle, he's willing to compromise or whatever. Again, I want to stress that point. That's not what you're saying. You're saying that there's a way to do it, and you have the skills to get those conservative values in the negotiations, kind of so that they understand where you're coming from and that you're not going to cave in and be a weakling when you go to Washington, D.C.
Absolutely, that's correct. And I think one of the things that people don't understand is a lot of times it's the verbiage that causes the division, not the actual ideas themselves.
Just the way you say it.
Just the way you say it and the way you present it a lot of times turns people off, and they don't want to engage in dialogue or any type of debate about it. But how you frame things is way more important, because people will gravitate to it if they feel like they're being heard and that their voices are being understood. Doesn't necessarily mean they're getting everything they want, but if you frame it in a way that it makes sense to them, a lot of times you can get things done that you didn't think were possible.
Excellent. Justin, give out the website where people can go to learn more about you.
Yeah, it's www.justinmichaelforcongress.com. That's JustinMichael for Congress.com.
And the four is spelled out FOR?
It's FOR is spelled out. That's correct, yes.
All right. JustinMichaelforCongress.com.
Yep. Thank you so much, Randy, for having me on this morning. I really appreciate
it.
Buddy. Take care of yourself. Be safe.
You stay safe out there on the campaign trail, buddy.
I will do. Thank you, bud.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.